New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Republican and Catholic who has been solid on many issues, has signed a bill barring licensed therapists from offering so-called gay conversion therapy in his state. This means that a young person in New Jersey who might feel homosexual desires but would like to avoid that lifestyle will not be able to see such a therapist. Likewise, the option is closed to the young person's parents. Gay activists are thrilled. New Jersey Assemblyman Tim Eustace, who sponsored the legislation and is openly gay, describes such therapy as, quote, an insidious form of child abuse, unquote. Activists insist that conversion therapy is damaging because it tells young people that it's not okay to be what they are. Of course, that's assuming that they know what they are. Many young people are racked with questions about sexuality, especially because of this insane, sexually saturated culture. Some want to avoid all sorts of feelings, homosexual or heterosexual. I have a close colleague who is a leading expert in gay conversion therapy. A devout evangelical, he has concluded that some people can change and others seem unable. But the point is this. Some would like to try to change. Some believe that such behavior is sinful. Ah, but not Governor Christie. He said that he believes people are born gay and homosexuality is not a sin. As Politico noted, quote, that view is inconsistent with his Catholic faith, which teaches that homosexual acts are sins, unquote. But not only has Chris Christie rejected the teaching of his faith on this issue, he's also shown he can be bullied by gay rights activists, bullied into a position that is the antithesis of freedom. Think about it. A New Jersey teen no longer has this freedom. And where's the outrage from liberals, libertarians? Where's the ACLU? They support choice everywhere else, especially for abortion. They don't bar health professionals from that service. This is an outrage. It's such an outrage that I, as a Republican and Catholic, will not vote for Chris Christie if he gets the Republican nomination for president in 2016. I will stay home. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.